You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Republican tax bill will likely be up for a vote by the end of the week. Legislators have been working to reconcile the Senate and House versions of the plan into a final version expected to be released on Wednesday. These tax changes will hit California harder than much of the rest of the country, and it will likely hit us in a weak spot. The housing crisis, and particularly for poor Californians. Our housing reporter Liza Veal is here with me to give us the details. So, Liza, how are affordable housing advocates viewing this bill?
Well, the state is definitely going to be building fewer new units of affordable rental housing. So advocates are upset about that. It's coming at a really terrible time, obviously, with the housing crisis. Things are desperate. Mm-hmm. So the way things stand in the House version of the bill is we're looking at building at least 20,000 fewer units every year of affordable housing. The Senate's version is less drastic, something like maybe 5,000 fewer homes. That's from talking to Matt Schwartz, who's the president of California Housing Partnership. So he definitely knows what he's talking about there. And if you were following these plans with the California State Legislature, there was this hard-fought housing package that they finally passed in September, and they were going to build 90,000 new homes. That plan's affected. If the House version of this bill passes, they'll only build maybe half those units.
So can you explain the relationship here? How do changes in the federal tax system affect our housing market?
Okay, so the big picture, the most dramatic thing that this proposal is doing is that, and it does this for both versions, it's cutting the corporate tax rate. So without that revenue from corporate taxes, this bill has to eliminate some deductions and credits.
Okay.
So they have to eliminate write-offs.
Okay.
In order to, you know, make up for the lost revenue. But the problem is that some of those credits that they're eliminating, those are really important tools that we use to build new subsidized affordable housing. They're credits that corporations and banks get for funding new construction.
So the state lowers their taxes in exchange for them building housing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if the House version of this tax bill prevails, it will eliminate tax-exempt public activity bonds and then part of the low-income housing tax credit. Mm-hmm. And so the House version eliminates those things. We get about $2 billion every year in California through those programs that we'll lose.
Right. So that's just the House version of the bill, though.
The Senate version doesn't eliminate those programs. But see, the thing is, the corporate tax cut will still mean less new housing. So corporations won't need to use these tax credit programs, even if they still exist. So they're not eliminated, but corporations won't need to, and banks won't need to use them because they'll just be under less pressure to take advantage of write-offs because their taxes have already been lowered. So they don't, the value of those credits will just plummet and they'll still exist, but they won't produce as much.
Okay. So that's affordable housing construction. How else does this bill affect housing?
So there's another tax deduction that the House version of this bill is, well, it's not eliminating, but it's capping. And this one works totally differently. It's the mortgage interest tax deduction. Mm. It's for ordinary homeowners, and they use it to write off their interest payments on their mortgage.
And that's a policy that's meant to encourage homeownership, right?
Yeah, it's a government subsidy to homeowners. And this, it won't affect people who already have mortgages, but it would make it more expensive to buy a home if you haven't yet, because you won't be able to write off the interest payments. Mm. And it's interesting because actually there are a lot of progressives that have wanted to eliminate or cap the mortgage interest tax deduction for a long time. I mean, they point out that the federal government spends more on it subsidizing homeownership than it does on all of our subsidies for low-income housing. So it's kind of bad for inequality. It's a regressive program.
So Republicans are now doing things that progressives want?
Well, yes, but the idea from the progressive vantage point is we should save this money that we're spending, you know, if we cut this program, in order to spend it on low-income housing. And that's not what the House proposal does. What this proposal does is it saves that money in order to finance all these tax breaks, in order to fund, for example, a repeal of the estate tax for families bequeathing more than $11 million to their heirs. So on the backs of homeowners of all incomes.
Okay, so what happens from here? What goes on?
Well, we're going to find out on Wednesday what the reconciled version of the two bills is going to be. And it's hard to know if it's going to be something more like the Senate version or something more like the House version. Mm. Affordable housing advocates are focusing in on these two California Republican members of Congress. They have really strong voices in shaping the final bill. There's House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He just has a lot of influence with other Republicans. Mm-hmm. And then there's Devin Nunes, who is on the conference committee drafting this final version. So that's that's who they're lobbying, and that's who's getting calls from constituents who don't like the bill. So we'll know this week.
And we'll be following. Thanks, Liza.
Thank you.